WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
People have got to know whether or not their president's a crook.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
There are no laws in this United States now. This is a free-for-all Armageddon.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on. We have no choice. We have no choice. We can be politically correct and we can be stupid, but it's going to get worse and worse.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Now, if you all assume positions of subservience, we can complete this caper with a minimum of jeopardy and danger for all. On your knees, knaves.
Well, but my boyfriend, we just do it raw. We like it raw.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Of earmarks in Congress from our good senator here. We championed in Alaska reform of the old earmark process. I told Congress thanks, but no thanks for that bridge to nowhere up in Alaska. If our state wanted a bridge, we were going to build it ourselves.
Judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty. Gave him 16 years in hell. He said, I ain't spending my life here. I ain't living alone. Been breaking the rocks from the chain gang. Breaking out and heading home. I'm gonna make a change.
Make a jailbreak.
Oh, I wish that I could fly.
gun in his hand. Bullets start to fly everywhere. People start to scream. Chasing spotlights, sirens, rifles firing, but he made it out with a bullet in his back.
Baby, I wouldn't leave you. It wasn't my fault. Honest. I ran out of gas. I had a flat tire. I didn't have enough money for cab fare. My truck didn't come back for the cleaners. An old friend came in from out of town. Someone stole my car. There was an earthquake. A terrible flood. Locust. It wasn't my fault. I swear to God.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
George signed the Sex Pistols. They're a bunch of awesome blokes. They just like wearing filthy clothes. And swapping filthy jokes. God's side television. Keep the programs you are. God save William Grundy.
Call it Facebook, the lead sign. Spell it down.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it is a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries. Yes, even political speeches mixed in between and on top of the music, which always matches a different weekly theme. I'm your host, Edward Bukert, and tonight our theme is called Criminals and Politicians. And this being a Tears of the Gods, as opposed to a plastic sushi, we always have a featured artist or an album. And tonight, that would be the most infamous punk band of them all, the Sex Pistols. A band full of criminals. They started off their musical career, in fact, stealing their equipment, stealing their guitars and amplifiers from Bob Marley, even. And their bass player, Sid Vicious, murdered his girlfriend, Nancy Spungen, before himself dying of a heroin overdose. Beyond that, we're also playing music by a lot of musicians that have been themselves in trouble with the law. We began with AC/DC and Jailbreak from that 74 Jailbreak EP. And then we heard from the Sex Pistols, our featured artist, with No One Is Innocent, off of Flogging a Dead Horse. And before that, at the beginning of the show intro, I included a clip from one of the Oregon Militants, recorded live off of their web stream about Armageddon coming. And, well, more on that and a little later in the show, but they are criminals, no doubt, not patriots, no. And also in the beginning there, I mixed in a clip from former Alaska governor and 2008 Republican vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin, repeating her assertion that she said thanks to no thanks to the U.S. Congress about building a now infamous bridge to nowhere. And, you know, the thing about it was that she made a big deal in the 2008 election, trying to come across that she was against the Congress as usual, against earmarks and pork barrel politics. And she brought up this thing, using it as a prime example of how she... But she lied, because she was actually an ardent proponent of this bridge. She went out to the community, the 50 people who lived on the island, and wore a shirt with their zip code and bridge to nowhere. And but then after Congress said that Alaska, in fact, should pay for it if they wanted it, she turned around and said, well, I guess we don't really need it after all. And I think that was the much bigger issue. I don't mind people changing their minds, but when they lie about it, that's the problem. And that happens a lot with politicians. And I'm building up to a climax on that thread in the second half of the show. And let me also emphatically state here that WMFO does not endorse any political candidates. And the views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants. In the case of the audio clips, those people speak in, and they don't represent those of the station, Tufts University, or even the show's producer. That'd be me, because I think it's important to bring people's original voices and what they're saying, even especially when they're wrong. So, well, we've got so much great music for you this evening. Johnny Cash, the Pet Shop Boys, Elvis Presley, Tony Rice, and especially songs from criminal musicians like the notorious B.I.G., the child molester Gary Glitter, Motley Crue, oh yeah, Tommy Lee, Guns N' Roses, Lead Belly, who murdered a man over a woman. And I've also had to use my Sonic Hammer of the Gods extensively in this sound collage to smash out the bad words, because there are a lot of them in the Sex Pistols and some of these other bands. And coming up, yes, my audio clips from who knows where in the next set is one of the most memorable exchanges ever in the grand history of the vice presidential debates, from a 1988 debate between Senator Lloyd Benson and the then very young Dan Quayle. And Quayle repeatedly compared himself to John F. Kennedy. And he got burned by it because Lloyd Benson famously retorted, "Senator, I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy." Oh, boy. Oh, yeah, and backing me up right now is the Ned Nash Orchestra. And hang 'em high! Well, let's start the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going. And we've got a lot of high energy in the mixes this evening. But here, starting things off with our featured artists, the Sex Pistols, on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, WMFO in Medford.
And reform to end the abuses of earmarked spending by Congress.
But under Governor Palin, the state applied for nearly $200 million of earmarks for the 2009 fiscal year.
I had a friend named Bill Campbell. He used to rob, steal, and gamble. And on the side, he had begged, so he mopped up. I told him he shouldn't do it. And Camel told me he knew it, so he started begging with a bucket instead of a cup. He's in the jailhouse now.
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 Well, Camel fluffed his dove when he wore a tuxedo to the country club. He's in the jailhouse now.
He's in the jailhouse now.
Yo, the boy. Oh, yo. I met his old gal, Sadie. She said, have you seen Bill lately? I said, I don't believe that he's about. She went down to the jail. She went down to take him his mail. Then she whispered, Sheriff, please don't let him out. He's in the jailhouse now.
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 While Camel's put away, Sadie's with the sheriff every day. He's in the jailhouse now.
He's in the jailhouse now.
Remember the last election, the prohibitionists were in action. They're trying to elect themselves a president. Bill Camel and John Austin walk from New Orleans to Boston, and they've got a bottle in every settlement. They're in the jailhouse now.
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 They were down at the railroad track, stealing a train to haul it back. They're in the jailhouse now.
They're in the jailhouse now.
Furlough. Is it always about the money?
I have as much experience in the Congress as Jack Kennedy did when he sought the presidency. I will be prepared to deal with the people in the Bush administration. That unfortunate thing would ever occur.
Senator Benson?
Senator, I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
for a mayor or for a governor to request and to work with their Congress and their congressmen, their congresswomen, to plug into the federal budget, along with every other state, a share of the federal budget for infrastructure. What I supported was a link between a community and its airport, and we have found that link now.
Jackin'. here. Stop the car right here.
Gang violence.
Gunshots on 5th and Vine.
Police. Jail. A family.
It's gonna be okay.
A brother alone.
Hey, little man, come here. What you got in your bag?
A sister afraid. A father worried.
Son, are you okay?
A child without. A mother counting the days till her boy is home.
I just hope my baby's safe.
These are the sounds of gang violence. From the day you're sentenced, your family starts facing the true hard time with you. Something to think about before you commit a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Here's John Whitehead.
One hit wonder, Right Fed Fred, made the pop charts with his musical claim that he was too sexy for Milan, New York, and Japan. Child molester Richard Thompson made headlines when he was deemed too short for jail. Fearing that Thompson, who is 5'1", might be too short to withstand the rigors of jail, Nebraska Judge Christine Sakaba sentenced him to 10 years probation instead of prison. But the judge's ruling, while long in compassion, fell far short of appeasing outraged community members who insisted the ruling was unconstitutional because it favored short people with less severe sentences. The point of law is our 14th Amendment. While the Supreme Court has yet to recognize height as a constitutionally recognized characteristic, the right to be treated equally under the law is one of your first liberties.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and tonight our theme is called Criminals and Politicians. We started off the last set with our featured artists, the Sex Pistols. And that was New York after on their only studio album, Never Mind the Bollocks, Here's the Sex Pistols. Followed that with Johnny Cash in the Jailhouse Now and the Pet Shop Boys. Opportunities, Let's Make Lots of Money from their disco remix album. And in there, we heard an excerpt, one of the most remarkable and memorable exchanges ever in the history of vice presidential debates in 1988 between, when the then young Senator Dan Quayle was running for vice president against the much older and corrupt Senator Lloyd Benson. And Quayle repeatedly compared himself to John F. Kennedy, and Lloyd Benson said, "Senator, I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're an old Jack Kennedy." Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Okay. And then Kid Rock, Roving Gangster. And that, like a couple of other songs this evening, I really needed to get out my sonic hammer of the gods and smash out all of the bad words with breaking glass bottles and explosion sounds and pops. So, we are going to continue your Friday night sound collage party here with music from a dead rapper. the Notorious B.I.G. And, well, he's dead, and the song here, Would You Die For Me? And then we're going to follow that with some Lead Belly.
Venue after venue I've been through. Come up to the telly so I could bend you. Send you to the store, condoms and more. Jealous females call you. Could it be my hardcore metaphor? Make sweat pour on the bedroom floor. Open up the Lex door, jump on in. I'm kinda tired, I'ma roll blunts while you spin. You got your license, right? Aight, no swerving. Hair blonde out, Madonna style like a virgin. Splurging, Dom P, Rosé. Much foreplay, that's my forte. See the ring, but gets to death. She looking for a man, honey, he just left. Violate me, he get beat to death. Good fellas, forget the, they got left. Grandma, yeah, increase the dawn strength. 2 full fists within my arms left. With a calm breath, I say we got the float. No little seas, the keys to the boats. I'm all down the throat, you know the routine. Got my large like Bruce Springsteen. And you mean too, eyes greenish blue. Got the coochie sweater with the bubble foo hoo. Beautiful, that's how the night goes. Get out the tight clothes, get in some night clothes. I invite those girls to smoke. Keep it real with you, you keep it real with I. We be tight like frogs. Have you screaming, Biggie, Biggie, give me one more chance.
Would you lie with me?
Yeah.
Would you lie for me?
That's right.
Would you get high with me?
For sure.
Would you die for me?
No doubt.
Would you lie with me?
Yeah.
Would you lie for me?
That's right.
Would you get high with me?
For sure.
Would you die for me?
No doubt.
These hoes don't treat you like I treat you. Like my contacts, I can see right through. Don't they know me and you is stuck like glue? Cream, king, number one and two. Wifey, you ain't got to like me. Go ahead and act dumb, just catch a hot one. I know where I'm from, Bucktown. Lay your ass down, you don't wanna play around. Honey's just mad because Frank chose me. A fly QT, you just a groupie. Girls call my telephone just to hang up. While me and you is in the crib laying up. Oh, he tell you that we live together. And that we gonna have a kid together. Whatever, me intimidated? Never. Anything you give to him, he give it right to Kim. Anyway, I feel better than you. Get better than you. Oh, get wetter than you. If I honk another, don't mean nothing. B.I.G. is in my heart from the start. Whether broke or rich, I'ma stay as chicks who used to be around.
Where they at? I don't care about them other bros.
B.I.G. kept it real with me.
And would that's you ride
it
with me?
Yeah.
Would you lie for me?
That's right.
Would you get high with me?
For sure.
Would you die for me?
No doubt.
Would you ride with me?
Yeah.
Would you lie for me?
That's right.
Would you get high with me?
For sure.
Would you die for me?
No doubt.
Would you ride with me?
Yeah.
Would you lie for me?
That's right.
Would you get high with me?
For sure.
Would you die for me?
No doubt.
So now we are ready together to work together to reform these corrupt practices, end them once and for all in our Congress.
Take a long march in. Ride it in the big house. Take a long march in. Get in trouble. Everybody turns him down. When a man get in trouble, everybody turns him down. I had it done like my baby told me, I wouldn't have been here today. If I had it done like my baby told me, I wouldn't have been here today. I would not have been ever 6 long months to stay. Now please, Mr. Jailer, come down lock the door for me. Oh, please, Mr. Jailer, come down lock the door for me. His old jail eyes is full of blues and it done come down on me.
McCain gives example after example after example. I mean, every state has their embarrassment.
But you were for it before you were against it. You were solidly for it for quite some period of time until Congress pulled the plug.
I was for infrastructure being built in the state.
You have said continually since he chose you as his vice president's nominee that I said to Congress, thanks, but no thanks.
Right.
But it's now pretty clear about it.
Was said at the Republican National Convention this week. We might describe the attacks made against Senator Obama and the immoderate praise given to Governor Palin as the Associated Press did. They described those things as, quote, stretching the truth. We're going to go out on a limb here on Countdown and call them lies. We're also going to call the repeated telling of those lies lying.
City slick girl. Ain't no talent. Right. girl got dicks by Ricky Powell.
They got a fire soul in the belly of the beast.
Smoking that dust to St. Anthony's feast.
Republicans on bipartisan legislation, lying. Senator McCain repeating that particular lie on the stump today in Wisconsin.
I've worked across the aisle again and again. I've reached out my hand to those on the other side of the aisle to work for a common good. Senator Obama never has.
I repeat, lying.
bridge wasn't built, but then that's because they took the bridge, the feds took the bridge out of, Congress took the bridge out of the, but left the money, and the money was used for other things.
Congresswomen to plug into the federal budget along with every other state a share of the federal budget for infrastructure. Right. What I supported was a link between a community and its airport, and we have found that link now.
You're listening to Tears of the Gods with Edward on WMFO Medford.
I told Congress thanks, but no thanks for that bridge to nowhere up in Alaska. If our state wanted a bridge, we were going to build it ourselves.